Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hey guys, Angie Muckenthaler here. We are about 2 to 3 weeks into Lent, and I just wanted to check in and see how you're doing. How's Lent going? How are we doing working towards mercy? I was recently in New Orleans for Mardi Gras and having a conversation with my sister-in-law. And she said something that really made me angry, actually. She said, "Oh, that's just you and your Catholic guilt." I found myself getting super defensive and angry inside. And it took me a few weeks to pray with that and figure out exactly why I was feeling that way. You see, guilt is something I've struggled with my entire life. I can do all the right things in the world and still feel guilty. I can provide food and shelter for my children and love, but the moment I raise my voice, I feel guilt. I can be the best wife in the world, and it still won't be enough because I will feel like I've done something wrong. Here's what I'm learning through this Lent in praying with my own things and my own thoughts, is that yes, Lent is meant for repentance and suffering, but there is also so much joy in that suffering. If you look at the Lenten calendar, we actually celebrate multiple solemnities. There is meant to be joy in this suffering. Guys, we are in a year of Jubilee. And when there's a year of Jubilee, every 50 years, it was meant for a time of freedom for slaves. We are meant to be set free. We are meant to be set free from our sins, set free from our guilt. Yes, it is normal to feel bad when you have actually done something wrong, but this idea of Catholic guilt is not of our Lord. He does not give us a spirit of guilt. He gives us a spirit of love and of mercy. Last week, we talked about having mercy on others and loving others, but at the end of the day, what's the point if we do not love and have mercy on ourselves? We are meant to repent this Lenten season, but we are meant to let go, to be free of our sins. Not just be sorry, but be free. This is something I personally struggle with constantly. This idea of allowing myself mercy. Confession is beautiful and wonderful, but if we do not forgive of ourselves, then we are not truly letting go of the sin. So if anything you take away from this podcast, I pray that is that you forgive yourself. Take the time to see the mercy God has you and apply it to yourself. Be free of your sin. Be free of your guilt. Be free of this idea that the church only allows, has all these rules, and that if you do not follow them perfectly, you are wrong, because that is not the case. We are human and we make mistakes, but we have been forgiven, and we will continue to be forgiven. I just want to end in a very simple prayer today, and that is, Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins. Heavenly Father, allow me to forgive myself for my sins. Have mercy on me, a sinner. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.